¡Entra!
Pero en la merca solo mide 4'11". Morenita tiene porte de Beyoncé. Fiel a la calle, aunque no prefiere.
¡Entra!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
This is a journey into sound.
Gotta have house music.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Tech.
Located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Halkomelem-speaking Musqueam people.
Ilumíname esta noche, dime si ella es la reina y la dueña de todo mi amor. Luna, lunita, lunera, luna llena, luna perla, dime si ella es la reina y la dueña de todo mi amor. Y dime si ella es de mi voz la piel, y dime si ella es mi razón de ser. Luna de tantos amores, luna viva, luna hermosa, dime si ella es la reina y la dueña de todo mi amor. Luna de noches en grima, luna de la nochecita, dime si ella es la reina y la dueña de todo mi amor. Y dime si ella es de mi voz la piel, y dime si ella es mi razón de ser.
La piel, y dime si ella es mi razón. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territory. That was Luna by Juanes. Yeah! My name is DJ D-Rod, and I'm in the studio at CITR with the one, the only, the witchiest, DJ Bruja.
Thank you, DJ D-Rod. Bienvenida, gente linda. Welcome to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Here at CITR 101.9 FM, it is a pleasure to have all of you. I'm hoping some of our, you know, very often listeners. Otherwise, just if you're new here, this is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. And this show is designed to, you know, Nourish your soul. Nourish your soul, why not?
Latinx style with some Vicks Vapor Rub, Vivaporu, and all the variants.
Exactly. You know.
You know.
But welcome to a brand new episode. And today we have an awesome playlist curated especially for you. And it is a serenata a la luna today.
We're serenading the moon today.
Yeah,
we are. Yeah.
It is a Viva La Lunita special or Lunita special here, and we are bringing you some amazing music, but we wanted to also share some cool facts about the moon.
Also, I'm going to be looking for it when we go out of the station because now it's dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's 5:07
p.m. Yeah. That always catches me off guard. I'm always like, why am I so tired? And I'm like, oh, of course, you know, there's no sun.
Yeah, there's no light. There's no light. And, we will learn this probably, but the moon can also be out during the day. However, at night, when the moon is your fiel compañera. Oh my God, we love the moon.
We love the moon.
We're here to
serenade
the moon.
It deserved its own special. Today, what phase of the moon are we
The phase having? Of the moon today is waxing crescent. Okay. And it's illuminated 39% of the moon's surface
that we can see
is illuminated tonight, and it is best seen in the west after the sun dips below the horizon at sunset.
Oh so, my goodness.
Whoa, if you download the app Starwalk, you can point at the sky and find the moon if it's up there or if it's down there.
Exactly. And you can also see some stars, some planets as well. I used to have it. I don't know why I deleted it, but I will get that again.
Yeah, it's free. There's some ads there, but I don't, you know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't look at those.
Do ads.
If it's free.
But that's awesome. Something that really kind of freaks me out a bit is that we get to see only one face of the moon. Like, we always see the same side of the moon. So,
no, that's why.
It's kind of creepy. I mean.
Because they're
mysterious.
The dark side of the moon.
Exactly.
Which, for the sun, there's no dark side of the moon. Because the moon, we'll get into it.
We'll get into a whole bunch of cool facts about the moon. But I say we have a little bit of poetry. So I think it's a great start to the show. Please, DJ D-Rod, delight us.
I will, DJ Bruja, for sure. This is a poem by Mexican writer Jaime Sabines. And it's sort of like, you know what? We're going to read it. That's what we're going to do. Let the poetry speak for itself.
Exactly. I'm into it.
Okay, here we go. La luna se puede tomar a cucharadas o como una cápsula cada dos horas. Es buena como hipnótico y sedante y también alivia a los que se han intoxicado de filosofía. Un pedazo de luna en el bolsillo es el mejor amuleto que la pata de conejo. Sirve para encontrar a quien se ama, para ser rico sin que nadie lo sepa, y para alejar a los médicos y las clínicas. Se puede dar de postre a los niños cuando no se han dormido, y unas gotas de luna en los ojos de los ancianos ayudan a bien morir. Pon una hoja tierna de la luna debajo de tu almohada y mirarás lo que quieras ver. Lleva siempre un frasquito del aire de la luna para cuando te ahogues. Y dale la llave de la luna a los presos y a los desencantados. Para los condenados a muerte y para los condenados a vida, no hay mejor estimulante que la luna, en dosis precisas y controladas.
That's so awesome. I love the first line. La luna se puede tomar a cucharadas.
Yes.
Spoonfuls of moon.
Oh, moonlight, moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine. Oh my God, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, DJ D-Rod. What a great way to start our Lunita special here at Viva Perú. I say we also get started with some music. We have some variety of songs, including un segmento en inglés.
Un segmento.
Because why not? Why not? We're going to get started with Los Aretes de la Luna by La Sonora Matancera.
We are going to follow with Luna de Octubre by Pedro Infante.
And then we're going to finish the segment with La Luna en Tu Mirada by the legendary Cuban band Los Zafiros. This one has such a, like, I don't know, nostalgic throwback feel. So we really hope you enjoy. And if you have a chance to look at the 39% of illuminated moon today out there, do so.
Do so. Do so. Boxing Crescent.
Highly
Remember.
Recommend.
Highly recommend.
This is Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma. This is Los Aretes de la Luna.
Los aretes que le faltan a la luna los tengo guardados para hacerte un collar. Los hallé en una mañana en la bruma cuando caminaba junto al inmenso mar. Privilegio que agradezco al cielo porque ningún poeta los pudo encontrar. Yo los guardo en un cofre dorado, son mi única fortuna y te los voy a dar. Los aretes que le faltan a la luna los tengo guardados en el fondo del mar. Para hacerte un collar, los hallé una mañana en la bruma cuando caminaba junto al inmenso mar. Privilegio que agradezco al cielo porque ningún poeta los pudo encontrar. Yo los guardo en un cofre dorado, son mi única fortuna y te los voy a dar. Los aretes que le faltan a la luna los tengo guardados en el fondo del mar.
Las lunas, la de octubre es más hermosa, porque en ella se refleja la quietud de dos almas que han querido ser dichosas a la luz de su plena juventud. Corazón que ha sentido el calor de una linda mujer en las noches de octubre. Corazón que ha sabido sufrir y ha sabido querer, desafiando el dolor. Hoy que empieza la vida tan solo al pensar que tu amor se descubre. El castigo de ayer que me diste tan cruel parece que murió. Si me voy, no perturbes jamás la risueña ilusión de mis sueños dorados. Si me voy, nunca pienses jamás que es con único fin de estar lejos de ti. Viviré con la eterna pasión que sentí desde el día en que te vi, desde el día en que soñé que serías para mí.
Revelación que me estasía, raro esplendor de fantasía que vive en ti. Perfume de tu aliento en un suspiro, rendida cariño por mi voz, llevarte más allá del infinito, ardiendo en la fiebre de mi amor. Locura azul, intimidad maravillosa, aprisionada por la noche y por mi amor. Locura azul, locura azul.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Gente linda, welcome to another episode. My name is DJ Bruja. If you're just tuning in, and this is right next to me, the one and only DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house, loving the moon. Today, tonight, waxing crescent.
39% illumination.
Next full moon, November 29th.
November 27th.
November 27th.
Remember to charge your crystals.
Your crystals.
hot girls get it. Yeah. But actually, remember to charge your crystals, okay?
I will. I will. DJ Bruja gave me the most beautiful, the quartz that I'm going to be putting out. The night of November 27th.
Exactly, November 27th. And welcome to our Lunita special, a.k.a. Viva la Lunita, get it? Because Viva Porú.
Viva Porú. La Lunita. Viva la Lunita.
Yes, and we have summer music coming up. But, of course, before we get into that, we wanted to hit you with some incredible, amazing moon facts.
Wow.
Muna.
Muna.
Muna facts.
Muna facts. Know? Lua facts.
Lua facts. Exactly. So if you didn't know, 4.5 billion years ago, the moon was thought to be made when a rock smashed into Earth. It is the most widely accepted explanation as to how the moon was created. Basically, a rock of the size of Mars slammed into Earth shortly after the solar system began forming, actually, 4.5 billion years ago, which is insane.
Yeah, like how much is billion years? Like, also the fact that billion translates to mil millón in Spanish.
Yeah.
And like, that just, what?
The math is mathing, I guess.
The math is mathing. I don't think I'll ever handle any billion quantity in my life. Yeah. So.
And I was going to say, you know, the fact that it's billion is like mind blowing, but also light years. I was like very into looking up videos in the middle of the night of like, you know, what a light year is.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't fully understand it. Like, I feel like my brain cannot fully grasp it. But yeah, it always leaves me like,
yeah, because in reality, light years is a measure of distance.
Yeah.
But time as well, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's how much light can travel in 1 second.
Yeah.
Or like, which is insane. But yeah. So the moon was thought to be made when a rock smashed Earth.
4.5 billion years ago.
And another cool fact is that the moon is actually drifting away from Earth. Is moving approximately 3.8 centimeters away from our planet every year.
Don't go, moon, don't go.
Which is crazy because, you know, there's those nights where you have like the red moon or full moons that, in which the moon appears so close to Earth, yet it is kind of drifting away from the Earth.
From the Earth, don't go because you are also our only permanent natural satellite.
dropping another fact.
Yeah, in fact, the moon is a satellite, and it's the fifth largest natural satellite in the solar system. So it's a very special piece of rock that we have hanging over our heads, which also controls the tides.
Exactly. But before we go into tides,
okay.
I just wanted to say that it is the second densest satellite.
Mm-hmm.
So the first is Jupiter's satellite Io.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me a little bit about the reflection properties of the moon.
Oh, yes. So each moon, for example, Io has this reflection property. Like our moon has 12% capacity. Like the light that we see reflected from the moon, or the moonlight is actually the reflection of the sunlight that falls on the surface of the moon, which is dark.
Exactly.
And then the moon reflects back only 12% of the 100% light that falls on its surface, but its capacity to reflect is only 12%. So it's pretty bright for
being like only 12%. But you were saying that Io has like a huge amount of reflective property.
Moons like Io and Europa have they're super reflective because they're covered in ice. Yes, I know. And actually, I guess scientists, I guess astronomers and astrophysicists have kind of like developed a theory in which there could be life in one of these moons, Europa, I think, most likely. Yeah. Double check, because I'm like...
Don't quote me on this, but trying
to remember from my astronomy class. But because there's... For life, you need water and you need warmth, right? So when you're close to the sun, well, hey, we're prime location. Yeah. That's why we're all here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, the Saturn and Jupiter's moons, they're pretty far. Like light doesn't really reach there. Mm-hmm. But the gravitational pull with their own planets is so big, like that generates heat. Right, so that's why they say, hey, there could be giant squids swimming under the surface of Europa.
That is insane. And I truly believe it. Like, I honestly am a big believer that the universe is so big that just because we haven't made contact yet, although that has changed this year a little bit. Not that we've made contact, but like we found things.
Yes.
So there definitely is the possibility of life outside.
Which we will explore in our Viva UFO of Me's coming up at some point.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be so great.
That would be awesome. And I like what you said about the ice, because there is actually like water and ice in the moon as well. It's just like
in our moon.
In our moon, yeah. It's just, not as much, I'm guessing, as in the other satellites. And it's cool because the moon also has, earthquakes, but not earthquakes. They're called moonquakes. Yeah, and they're actually not that strong, but they can last longer. So it's a smaller... Hashtag earthquake, yes, moonquake, but it can last up to like 30 minutes or so.
Wow.
Which is insane.
Whoa. And another cool fact about the moon in relation to the Earth is that the Earth also has faces. If you were standing on the moon, you would see the faces of the Earth.
I don't think I would be going to space because you have seen me. No, I don't think you have seen me in a roller coaster, but I don't do inertia very well. So if you go, take pictures for me.
I will. Once I'm over there outside in the universe. It's a scary thought.
It's such a scary thought.
But hey, when I'm on a plane and I look up and I see the sky sort of like turning darker.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. What is out there?
What is this? But I did want to come back to probably our last moon fact of the segment. But what you said about the tides. So it's really interesting to see that the tides are much stronger at night. And there is an explanation for that, because the gravitational pull of the sun is added to the gravitational pull of the moon on Earth, so causing the oceans to bulge a bit more than usual. So the moon changes its distance from Earth as it rotates and revolves around Earth. And so at night, the moon rises and the distance between Earth and moon is lesser. Therefore, sea waves get attracted towards the moon and get stronger.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it's not only like water, it's actually Earth as well. Like mountains and solids do move a little bit, of course, to a lesser degree, but it's still measurable. Like you can still see a difference.
Wow.
Yeah, which is insane. Wow. That to me is crazy.
That is, like the fact that continents also drift apart by a couple centimeters each year, and apparently it goes at the rate of your nails, like the rate that your nails grow at. That's the same way that continents are sort of like drifting and moving apart
around, and therefore earthquakes as well, right? Because like the it's not completely solid, like there's movement at the core of the Earth and things like that.
So
we're always in constant
motion
movement. Do you want to know where the tides are strongest in the world?
Please let me know. Where are they strongest, DJ Bruja?
The highest tides in the world can be found in Canada, at the Bay of Fundy, which separates New Brunswick from Nova Scotia.
All right, Bea Fundy. Yeah, we're adding it to our bucket list of places
of Viva Peru, places that we want to go to. So
exactly.
Hashtag sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Take us to Bea Fundy. Let us see the high tides, and we'll keep playing music for you.
For you, yeah, you're welcome. It sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, I'm done. Please, sign me up.
We get started with some more music.
Some more.
Speaking of the moon.
Speaking of the moon, and this segment, you will hear the word moon because it's our English songs for the moon, an English serenata.
Segmento in inglés.
Segmento in inglés, because there are also lots of epic songs about the moon in English.
We could not play them.
Mm-hmm. So we're starting with Moonlight Girl by Divino Niño.
Yeah, we are. And that will be followed by Over the Moon by The Marías, a Viva Peru favorite.
Viva Peru favorite for sure. Come back. Come on. You had a concert lined up, then you canceled.
Yeah. Was it because of the pandemic? I think so.
I think.
And then they never came back.
They never came back. The Marías. We need you here.
We need you
here. After The Marías, we're going to be listening to Me and the Moon by Alice Phoebe Lou. From her album Child's Play, which DJ Bruja just gifted to DJ D-Rod for my birthday in cassette form.
Oh,
I love you so much, DJ Bruja. Thank
You're welcome. That's awesome. And then we're going to finish that segment with that Why I Love the Moon by Phony People.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So
this is Moonlight Girl here at Viva Peru.
Well, I want you to be my panties, the lazy eyes you lay on me. I want you to be here now, girl. I want you.
walking just past midnight. I'm alone, all alone. Just me and the moon. And I've got quite enough time. Should I stay alone, or should I call you up, call you up? Maybe I'll have a little drink and a little smoke. My little overthink it out, for I just call you up after midnight on such an empty. Or do I need some company? Is it that easy to call someone out and tell them to wrap their arms around me? It's easy when the world's asleep, and it's so easy when it's all at my feet. So I decide not to go home, not to go anywhere in particular. I'll just follow my feet, meet myself on an unfamiliar street, until I finally find nothing. Maybe nothing's what I.
Just when you think you found it, the illusion. us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. That's why I let the moon shine. Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move on. Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh?
Still up trying to escape the demons in my voodoo.
You see, it's no change dropping, we learn to maintain. And how could anybody else for pain when they brainwash us and watch us every time we make exchanges?
We're slaves.
Locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising through denying the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Change. I don't blame my father for lamping, I believe that help. With me trying to grow is just still trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm stranded, taking chances, know I need that. Fool fell on my back, you just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think, if love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So,
peace the moon, peace the stars, peace the sun.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Here at CITR 101.9 FM. It's a Sunday. I was going to say, wonderful Sunday. maybe not. But we're here. in our Viva la Lunita, Viva Lunita special. Viva Alua. My name is DJ D-Rod.
And DJ Bruja, aka alias your favorite DJs.
Yes, we're here.
Welcome back. And thank you for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to create a playlist for you and come up with some cool moon facts for you to know in case you didn't know.
In case you did know,
well, you know again.
And we will continue with more facts.
yeah, we have some more facts coming up. But wait, before that, I wanted to ask a question. Do you have a favorite moon face? Like, do you like it, a chubby moon, or do you like a toenail moon?
Oh, well, such a hard question. I think it changes. My favorite face changes with my face.
But
I do love it when it's a toenail moon,
okay,
or it's not a full moon, but you can still see the roundness of the moon.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like even
when
you don't see.
Yeah, when it's like less dark but still visible.
Yeah. That just really surprises me.
Yeah.
Every time I see a moon like that, so I would say, yeah.
That type of moon. I love a day moon, for sure. That would be my favorite. But I'm basic. Like, full moons.
Full moons.
I'm a sucker for full moons. Yeah, I love them so much. They make me feel tingly, and I'm always like, ah! And they have this crazy energy. I don't know if it's placebo effect, but whenever there's a full moon, I know it's going to be a spicy day, you know, spicy like day. An interesting vibe kind of day.
Wow.
But I like it. I like it. Mixed 4 days, you know.
Hey, if the moon moves the ocean, yeah. how come it not move us?
Yeah, yeah, okay, exactly.
When we're water too. Yeah. And other things, but
100%. We do have one, you know, if you listen to Viva Peru, you know, we have llama facts, cool llama mm-hmm. facts, but we don't have a cool llama fact this week. In fact, goodbye. No, I'm kidding. But we have a rabbit fact.
We have a rabbit fact.
Cool rabbit fact
cool
of the
rabbit
week.
Cool rabbit fact of the week is that there's a rabbit on the surface of the moon. There is.
Yeah.
And if you haven't noticed it or if you haven't heard about this before, remember November 27th, there's gonna be a full moon. Make sure you look at the moon and try to find the rabbit.
Yeah, yeah.
I know people in Mexico see it. People in South Korea see it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You know what? I don't think I've actually paid attention ever, but that's my goal for the 27th. I'll look for the rabbit.
Look for the rabbit. It's a little bit, it's sort of like a side, a profile portrait of a rabbit.
Of a rabbit.
But
I see the full body.
Okay. You know, you can see the full body sometimes.
I love when people do that. Like, we have this mountain in the city where I grew up in La Paz, and it's called Illimani, and it's like such a beautiful mountain. Mountain and probably like the star of the show of the city because it's the only mountain or one of the like biggest ones that mm-hmm. you can see. And yeah, it's cool because there are three women, like three cholitas that you can see within the snow of the mountain.
Wow.
A lot of people can't see it, but a lot of people can see it. Mm-hmm. I am the lucky person that can see it. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love that. Yeah.
Like
cool fact about the Illimani too, I guess.
Yes. Hey, look, this should have been name the fact episode.
Thank you Google for sponsoring. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you Wikipedia.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
But yeah, we also have a quick announcement. Mm-hmm. So next Sunday, November 26th, there is these awesome event that's going to happen. Music for Palestine, a night of live performances in solidarity, featuring artists like
Missy D,
Miguel Maravilla,
Jur Al Mukhalati,
Kim Mordo,
Kim Balam,
Prado,
Leo D. E. Johnson,
DJ Wise,
DJ Leonessa,
and
Kesuk Vilak.
Yay.
Which we hope we pronounce correctly. But please check it out. It's going to be great. There's going to be live painting by Naomi Grace. It's doors at 7 p.m. Show at 7:30. Goes on till 11. Donations, suggested donations, $10. And all funds will be raised going to medical aid for Palestine.
Yes. And it will be at Woodward, 111 Hastings Street. So make sure you check it out if you are in so-called Vancouver, because it is a great way to support and to also enjoy some live music and some art, which I think is going to be great. So next Sunday, the 26th.
Next Sunday, 26th, you can find the link to a post with all that information on our link tree, which is linktr.ee/VivaPeru. It's also in the link in bio in our Instagram, VivaPeru at CITR. And there you can find, as I said, the music for Palestine, information on for November 26th, and also another very cool resource and comprehensive document.
Yeah, yeah.
To act for Gaza and steps that you can take, like signing e-petitions and scripts for calling your representatives to demand a ceasefire.
Amazing. So make sure you check that out. And we do have some more music coming up.
We
have a couple of songs to give you before we leave in this Lunita special. We are going to start with Lua by Lagoom, legendary Brazilian band Lagoom.
Lagoom. And after Lagoom, we're going to finish with Luna Llena by Leon Larregui.
Yes, and this is a sensual segment. Lunita Sensual.
Lunita Sensual, because that's another face of the moon.
Yeah. Indeed. So thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate it. We hope to see you at Music for Palestine. And again, if you ever have any recommendation, any song request, any dedication that you would like, make sure to DM us at Viva Peru at CITR. It is our Instagram handle. We also have Twitter. And if not, you can send us a quick email, Viva Peru at CITR
at gmail.com. You got it. Thanks so much, DJ Bruja, for those reminders. Stay tuned for more awesome programming here at CITR. After us, Too Dreamy. What a dreamy show.
What a dreamy show. We're huge fans.
We're huge fans. Yay. Stay
so make
tuned.
Make sure you check that out. And this is Viva Peru, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Som pra ti na lua. Encontro a luz e calmaria que eu sempre quis. Oh lua, como é que esquecerão de fazer um som pra ti na lua? Encontro a luz e calmaria que eu sempre quis. Você cheia de faz, eu cheio de mania. Quero também pudesse te ter de dia. Pra te ter mais um tiquinho, eu ia até o Japão. Dava volta em meio mundo sem ter avião. Não é papo de ganância nem de possessão. Se a vida fosse a noite, o mundo seria tão bom. Lua, como é que esquecerão de fazer um som pra ti na tua? Encontro a luz e calmaria que eu sempre quis. E eu que sempre me entendi melhor no escuro. Não ficou claro pra mim meu tamanho no mundo. Como é que pode uma coisa que é tão pequena assim fazer um estrago tão grande dentro de mim? Não é papo de tristeza, só uma opinião. Se a vida fosse a noite, o mundo seria tão bom. Lua, como é que esquecerão de fazer um som pra ti na lua? Encontro a luz e calmaria que eu sempre quis. Oh, lua, como é que esquecerão de fazer um som pra ti na tua? Encontro a luz e calmaria que eu sempre quis.
tormentas ya respira fuerte y lentamente. Escalofríos en la piel, hay violencia por doquier, hay un aire tenebroso de malicia en el olor. Luna llena, ay, luna llena, tengo miedo, ay, luna llena, tengo rabia, ay, luna llena, fueron ellos, ay, luna llena, luna llena, ay, luna llena, tengo miedo.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC